This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hold on to your butt. Hold on to whatever you want to hold on to. Hold your hands. No, hold your hands and I'll miss you tomorrow. I'll kiss you. Isn't that how the song goes? Seems to me.
I have no idea, but I started thinking of
it's
Beatles.
It's a Beatles tune. Yeah, it is
I
a Beatles song.
I want to hold your hand.
Your hand. La, 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 la. Okay. The master list is here of things for us to talk about on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is graciously along for the conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news. This is a study on the harmful health effects of sitting on your fat butt. It is advised, after looking at it, didn't quite get qualified that way. That's not quite the headline, but, you know, I interpret things a little bit. And sitting around is not good for you. Maybe that's why I'm as well off as I am, because I don't sit still very long. I find when I have to sit, like, from now until 18 past the hour, right? It's 10 minutes. That's all I can do to sit. It's nothing. I don't have the heebie-jeebies. I just like to keep moving. Right? Mm. Keep my mind moving, my mouth moving, body moving, all that good stuff. So if you're into that, that's great. You'll be happy to know that if you are taking a five-minute walk every half hour, you will live to be 145. Just like we were saying. Right? The woman who just died.
Dr. Doug says.
Dr. Doug, practicing without
well,
a license.
There are so... practicing without a license. Mm-hmm. There are so many jobs that are desk jobs where people will sit, yeah. And if you're not paying attention, it is very easy to get lost in your sit. Work, which your bosses,
yep.
I'm sure,
slouched over the computer.
But yeah, but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't stood up in a while. You go to stand up, and it hurts. You are very aware of your tailbone,
yeah, back,
it's like
legs,
stuck in that position.
Terrible. Yeah, I just had my one of my annual, semi-annual physicals, do the blood work and all that stuff. Blood pressure. And what I find in talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and to the other fellow who locally interprets all these metrics is that the amount of blood sugar that you have and your blood pressure is directly related to how much you move. So if you don't move, your heart doesn't exercise either, so therefore you kaput. It's like people who are so eager to retire. I'm going to retire early. 62, yep. And by the time they're 63, they're deader than a mackerel because they don't know what to do with themselves except sit around, watch TV, argue with their wives or their husbands, and so what's that get you? So, waking up, this is the picture. You're an office worker. You wake up in the morning, maybe have some breakfast if you're smart, you talk with your spouse, talk with your children, the day begins, but you're sitting at the table having your breakfast, right? Then you go out and you sit in your car, and then you get to the office and you sit in your seat at the office, and at lunch you sit down, right? So by the time you get out of work and you sit in your car and you get home and you sit down for dinner and then you sit down and watch TV and then you sit down and read, right? Pretty important picture that I'm painting here, right?
But to rewind a little bit, there are the big Bosu balls that a lot of times people will use instead of chairs, so it kind of helps keep their hips to keep moving. A lot of people have those standing desks or even treadmill desks. But to touch on your point with eating breakfast, aren't there other studies that say we should not stand while eating breakfast? We should take the moment to sit.
Of course, there's always some
multitask breakfast, like only focus on just eating, not doing other things and all
that. Yeah, I've seen that. People criticize me because most of the time I stand up because I'm doing something else while I'm eating. I don't really take a meal, per se, except once in a while if I get home early enough and I've decided I want to watch an hour of television or something, then I'll eat sitting down while I'm watching, you know, Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, during the, when I run around here in between breaks, I'm having my fruit, I'm feeding Daisy, I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about in the next half hour? I better go back and look this up or that up, you know, that sort of thing. So this study is published this week in the Medicine, Science, and Sports Journal. Kenneth Diaz asked 11 healthy middle-aged individuals to complete an experiment in which they sat in a lab for 8 hours a day for 5 days to represent what he figured was a normal work week. Some days they sat for the whole 8 hours, only going to the bathroom. Other hours they were engaged in short bouts of walking, different regularities, find the lowest amount of movement possible for them to survive, and what it did to their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure. So he writes in his findings, quote, "We found that a 5-minute light walk every half hour was the only strategy that reduced blood sugar levels compared with sitting all day." In particular, he said 5-minute walks every half hour reduced the spike after eating by 60%. And that strategy also reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points compared with sitting all day long. So it's supposed to move your blood pressure. It's supposed to go up and down. It's not supposed to stay the same all the time. Like when my normal blood pressure is what, 110 over 70, 110 over 68. So when I run up a pair of stairs like I did the other day to do my physical, I run up three flights of stairs. And I run. So like a dummy, I'm expecting to get an accurate reading. So the lady, first thing when you sit down in the office, says, "Oh, let me take your blood pressure." So it's 133 instead of 110 over 70. And that's what's good for you. You got to get that, move it up. Mm-hmm. And so what's the definition of good exercise?
I think that definition also depends on your personal body type, too, because we've noticed that some people do better with more cardio than weightlifting. Other people do better with weight training. And also, it's whatever it is that you actually like doing that you're going to do. Like if you're more into yoga or spinning, or you're more into actually doing team sports. We see people, and we see this all the time on different good news outlets of ways to up your health, that gardening is really well. Who is it? Elizabeth Hurley, who is like, how does she stay so fit? She gardens. That is her only form of exercise. She gardens like all day long.
Mm-hmm. Mine is different. I do exercise, do resistance training, that sort of thing. But I also run around on the farm. I'm literally moving pretty much every minute. Might jump on a tractor, whatever it is. But I'm in movement. Constant movement is good for your body and your brain. All right, so there you go. That's the secret to living to be 145 years old. You just heard it here. It makes listening to this program worthwhile, right? Everything else you heard today can go by the wayside, right?
Listen long enough, it'll change your life.
All right, let's go to this situation. I don't like going to the Four University of Idaho student story because I don't know what it gets, but people are talking about it, so I feel like, okay, let's spend a minute or two on this. There was a black glove among the items that was seized from the apartment of this guy who turns out was a criminology major, Kohlberger. He was
guy seems like he had the makings of being a serial killer. He was caught too early.
Yeah, well, that's good. And not good for the four kids that died, but here's another guy that's just out of his mind. And so the news media wants to take apart the timeline and how they tracked him. And okay, so that maybe is good for a book or a murder mystery. But what does it get you? It doesn't get these people back. What I find more interesting to look at today is a picture of Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, if you can find the right picture, look in her eyes. Look in his eyes and tell me there isn't something besides politics going on here. This is, they got their arms around each other. There's a glow in her eyes that isn't aimed at necessarily this guy just because he's a Republican. I don't know anything about McCarthy and his love life, his married life, family life, But I will tell you something. She's got something in her mind when she's looking at him. And you can say,
but
oh, that, that's
right
disgusting.
Angle, the right angle, the right moment. Pictures can straight up lie. Because we've seen videos of Marjorie Taylor Greene and
going at and arguing,
and then you see a photo where they're really close, might be trying to tell each other something, but they're smiling, and it's like, ooh, they're sharing a nice moment. And it's,
I want my imagination. I just want something to be going on between the two of them. That's kind of what I want. That's it. My desire.
You wanted Marjorie Taylor Greene all for yourself.
Well, yeah, but I can't get to Washington, so see what she can get going with Kevin McCarthy. I find her a fascinating individual. I really do. Not just because she's kind of out there. She's a character. There's something about her, and it's just something about her. Okay, let's leave it at that. However, next on the Washington Watch today, you'll be happy to know that your government is going to have borrowed $31.4 trillion in your name.
What?
And this is only going to be good for the next 4, maybe 5 months, depending on how much squabbling goes on in Congress. Yep, there you go. 31. It was 21 when Obama was in office. And then thanks to the pandemic, it went up to 26. And now Joe Biden's doing a great job of spending much more than we have. And actually, it's more Congress than it is him. To give him his due or not, he just signs this stuff. Congress is the appropriating body. Any money that gets spent by the feds got to come through Congress. If they don't approve it, doesn't get spent. Excuse me, so you can
send that to the bank.
Yeah, you're gonna, yeah, or not, depending on how big the bank is.
Who do we owe?
A lot of people say it's the Chinese. I'm not so sure it is, frankly. I think a lot of big banks, international banks, Swiss banks, like those guys, they've got a lot of the debt. And frankly, I think that we owe each other. We're borrowing from ourselves all the time. Remember, I've talked this week about the airline trust fund and the Social Security trust fund and the highway trust fund. They're all rated. Trillions of dollars in the air. Gonzo being spent for something else. So, anyway, hold your breath, boys and girls. It's going to be a ride and a half here for the next 4 or 5 months. 18 after on Good Day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in-store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Got to check my Powerball numbers. Check those out, would you please, Jay, while we talk here at 23 after the hour about Billie Eilish, who at first I thought, nah, and then I think, nah, she's actually pretty good. She's reportedly seeking, yeah, but apparently she has man troubles. She's 21 years old. Nobody that age should have trouble with older, lecherous, dirty old men. So I guess, not to put too fine a point on it, we'll get to that story after this. This time of year, a lot of special deals going on at MyPillow.com. Now, for a limited time, you'll be able to save $90 on a pair of my slippers. I have them. I'm wearing them right now, as a matter of fact. This is fabuloso. You'll love these slippers. And they, by the way, if you didn't know, they took a couple of years to design and develop. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outside as well. They come with the, they're made with the MyPillow foam impact gel, help prevent fatigue, quality suede. So check it all out. MyPillow.com is where you go. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code DS. DS is the promo code at MyPillow.com for all of the fabulous products that are there. But right now, saving $90 on a pair of slippers probably sounds pretty good to you. So go to MyPillow.com. Take advantage of this offer. MyPillow.com, promo code DS.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puff.
Now this isn't the style, I know this may be why she's popular, but I loved what she did in the James Bond movie, frankly. She and her brother thought that was...
Well, yeah. There are so many YouTube clips of her playing a ukulele and just singing, and her voice is so beyond beautiful.
It's pretty mature for somebody who's 21, and she actually started when she was, what, 16 or so? Wasn't she just a mid-teenager when somebody recognized
her? Yeah, she gets to work with her brother, who's pretty much her writing partner and music partner. But so 21, she doesn't live with her parents, but her parents' home, the family home, keeps getting burglarized by this guy who is showing up to profess his love to Billie, to the point where she doesn't even feel comfortable visiting her family, and they've called the police on 5 different occasions. They've filed several reports. So now she's seeking a protection order, a restraining order, but she also wants her brother...
Those don't really do any good if the guy doesn't pay attention to
be included on this.
Yeah, but if she doesn't, if there isn't some way to enforce it, these protection things are a waste of time. And this guy's obviously out of his mind.
Well, this seems like the restraining order is more so because, yeah, it's a piece of paper that's not going to keep somebody from visiting, but should they visit no. and violate a restraining order, then there are harsher repercussions that they might find themselves
you
in
catch
jail.
Them.
And if they're in jail, then they can't visit them anyway, get them behind bars.
Yeah. Imagine, though, put yourself in that position and think about how traumatizing it would be to you or your children, grandchildren that are that age. And if you don't feel safe in your own home anymore, where especially if you like where you live, what kind of a life is that? How dare these people do this? What is there that makes somebody like that so tipped over in terms of their emotional security? Yeah,
the obsession, it feeds into the narrative that they have this connection, this unspoken connection with this person whom likely they've never even met.
And yep.
They meet up in their dreams, and that's just like one of the scenarios that could possibly happen. But they believe that this is truth and this is a reality, and that if they just met this person, they would love them and fall in love with them, and they could get married and live happily ever after. And
So does she have a boyfriend, by the way? What's her?
Yes, she does.
29? Yeah. How old is he?
I'll have to ask people about that one.
Yeah, I just wonder what she finds appealing. Her brother's 25. How much of a protector is he? I would think he'd be pretty much the older brother, the protective of his younger sister, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Her boyfriend is 10 years older than her, so 31.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you figured that. All right, well, let's hope she gets beyond that. Billie Eilish here, our focus on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Millions of Americans are bracing for severe winter weather. A winter storm bringing dangerous conditions to the Central Plains will head into the Great Lakes region today, bringing heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Snowfall from Nebraska to Michigan, along with high wind gusts, will make travel dangerous with near zero visibility at times. Officials in New Mexico are set to deliver a decision on Thursday about whether or not they will pursue criminal charges against Alec Baldwin and others in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set Western movie Rust. The Grand Ole Opry in Tennessee is celebrating Dolly Parton's birthday. The iconic country singer turned 77 today. So the Grand Ole Opry will hold a 77-hour event that includes special Dolly Parton cupcakes and a giant birthday cake for guests to sign. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Razzmatazz in your ear and in your head. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tis Thursday, the 19th of January. Before you know it, we'll be two-thirds of the way through the first month of this fabulous year, 2023, which is going to be a lot better than a lot of people say it is going to be. And the doomsdayers, the naysayers. Here's a fellow that we should acknowledge, Jay. Mm-hmm. Fellow who broke into that school bus. Remember, we talked about this during the blizzard in Buffalo. This guy that found a school bus had 20 people inside of it. And he rescued them during that storm. What did they call it? The worst storm of a generation.
This is the guy who broke into the school to get warmth himself, and then once he kind of recovered,
why was
enough,
the school bus? Why did I say
out?
The school bus? I thought it was family. Yeah, it was the school, yes. Not the school bus. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and
yes.
He went back out to get more people, took them back to the school, got them what they needed, went back out, got more people, and he basically just kept doing that. And all of this group, like, he is a hero, no doubt. And then this group of people, they were saying that it had it not been for the note that they left and the one broken window, you would have never known that people were there, because they put everything back. They brought out brought some projectors so that they could watch what was happening on the news. They helped themselves to some food, but they cleaned everything up. They put everything back. But this guy, you could see him on surveillance video, and police, nobody knew who he was, and police were like, we want to find this guy, not to arrest him for breaking and entering. We want to congratulate him. We want to honor him for his heroic duties, and he's 27, and now the Buffalo Bills are like, we want to honor him too. Gave him Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, and they have. And good for them, good for him. 27 years old, and probably, I don't know, he's a football fan. Most guys, 27, normal guys, right? Or 27. But a hero for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he found all of this stuff, helped them out. Good. So he's going to the Super Bowl. Good for him. Good for the NFL. Good for the Buffalo Bills. Good, good, good.
And it would be super great if the Buffalo Bills made it to the Super Bowl, too.
Wouldn't it?
And he gets to see his hometown team play.
Yep. All right. So speaking of football, there's a lady who's been on Monday Night Football for quite a long time. Her name is Lisa Guerrero. Do you know who she is? Television reporter, been around nationally. You know who she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she has been interviewed of late because of something that she says she felt shame and embarrassment about. This is a pretty ticklish situation. Apparently, while she was doing her job on Monday Night Football, she was pregnant and she had a miscarriage while she was on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, during a game.
Wow.
How
in the world did you do that?
The miscarriage in and of itself is devastating. And to be working in a job like this where you have to kind of push through.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you know, this is, I don't know how you encompass all of this, but I know a lot of female reporters who went into the sports world in that time frame, the early 2000s, and they got bashed around in, literally and figuratively sometimes, the embarrassment, going into the locker rooms, all that sort of thing. And so she's writing a memoir called Warrior, My Path to Being Brave. And so she's out promoting it, that sort of thing, and talking about sexism, mistreatment. Is this an old story? Does it need to be told again? I think the wrinkle on this, in part, is her describing the suffering that she went through having a miscarriage on TV. I just don't know how you do that. She's out there having a game on Monday Night Football,
mm-hmm.
and she's having a miscarriage while she's on. How do you do that?
Yeah, which the emotional trauma of having a miscarriage, but also it is painful. It's not like it's just something that happens. It is extremely painful, the kind of miscarriage that she had.
Yeah, and her boss, whoever he was obviously a complete a-hole. And the relationship she had with him and others, you know, she was hired because she's attractive. She also knew football, or she learned it. And she had learned just before this that when she took a home pregnancy test, she found out that she was pregnant. And so, you know, is it because she was running around the field? Who knows? She was trying to start a family, and while she's standing on the sidelines, whoosh, gonzo. I would think that would be horrific, frankly. I just can't imagine. How do you? I think I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A man, no matter what his state in life and who he is and what he espouses to believe, I don't think you can possibly understand, possibly get what it is that might be going on with a human being who's going through that at that moment. So, God love her. Meanwhile, a big debate is going on around the country. I thought I would let you in on this. If this affects you, only for conversation purposes, maybe it affects you. You understand the idea of rent control, Jay? Have you ever lived in a place that...
I have never lived in rent control, but it would be nice. It would be one of those things where you never want to leave that place. You never want to move out.
Well, that's the side of the person who's benefiting from rent control. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. And to see how I go back to my college days when I knew there was rent control in the community where I was going to school, but the people who could influence those who decided who lived in the rent control circumstances, the rent control buildings, usually had influence. They could afford to pay a higher rent, but because they had influence, they got into the rent control units into the rent control buildings, which has been one of the foibles of this all along. So the idea of rent control, although good, I suppose, depending on your point of view.
If you are the renter. Mm-hmm.
Right. If you're the renter, it's good. But if you're the renter and you don't deserve to have that consideration, yet you have it, and people who deserve the consideration don't have it, then what's wrong with this picture? It just doesn't. I remember reading something our former governor, Charlie Baker, who's become the director of the NCAA. He was Massachusetts governor for 8 years. He told a story about what his experience was. And so that sort of fast forward into what's going on in cities and towns and states around the country, where there is an experiment going on to do something about the policy. And so there are a lot of proponents who are trying to, you would think they'd be going in one direction, but they're going in another direction, because the people who live in these cities that own these homes, a lot of them, especially during the pandemic where they couldn't change the rent, look at, I get that some people are abusive that own these houses and these apartment buildings. Get it. The other side of it is, if you have, I've owned a few buildings like this in my time, and it was a struggle to make the mortgage payments. If you couldn't get the people, either they didn't want to pay, couldn't pay, whatever the problem is, it still is, I believe rent control is a failed policy. I just don't think that it works. I don't think we need it. The market should be able to tell you what you can charge. It's not your fault if you want to blame it. Like, so you bought a building and you want to rent it out, and say, well, you should give it to us cheaper. Why? I'm not your father. I'm not your brother. I'm not your keeper. So if you need to find a place that's less expensive, then that's on you, pal, not on me. And then people say, oh, that's terrible. You have some responsibility to your fellow man. Yeah, I get that argument to a point, but how much of that stuff can you put up with, or can you survive if you have a mortgage on a building? Let's say I was talking to a guy yesterday who was visiting me, had a proposal for me in business, and he was talking about a place in Worcester that he owns that the city won't let him. He bought the place, you know, knowing that there were three or four things he could do with it, and he's a young kid starting out as a matter of fact, a state police officer. And so, you know, he wanted to have an investment in something he was working on. So he took every bit of money he had and put a down payment on a building and was managing it. And some of the people said, well, wait a minute, why? You're a state trooper. You should understand that people don't make a lot of money. We can't pay the rent. You know what? That's not his problem. He's got people ready to pay the rent, so you got to go find some place that you can afford. And if they're lousy, that's not my fault, and it isn't your fault. It's just the way it is. So maybe you address that in some way, shape, or form. But this, one of the things that we're doing in this development that I'm involved in is 10% of the units have to be affordable, quote-unquote affordable. What they do is they take the average income of this area from whatever census statistics they have, and they do this all over the country everywhere. You take, if you're going to offer affordable units versus market rate that you would pay for these homes, it is a combination of things, but mostly based on whatever the median income is in the county in which your development is. So let's say that your income, the average income is $70,000, which means you can't afford, that you can only afford, supposedly according to the stats, I think it's a third, isn't that the formula that's used, Jay? When you were figuring out what you could pay for your mortgage, was it a third that's attributed to what you can pay? I think it's a third. Maybe it's but a quarter.
I feel like it depends on your mortgage lender too, because it seems like they have different stipulations.
Yeah,
people can
different
yeah.
Standards.
Some if you find a really good one who can find all the loopholes, sometimes you really don't have to have any.
Yeah. Anyway, I've looked around at the average rent here, and it's gone up almost 12% in the past year. We have all kinds of new apartment buildings in my community. The average two-bedroom is $2,800 a month. Oof. That means you got to be making, you know, $12,000 a month, which is $144,000 a year. There are a lot of people that are living in my community. They can't afford to live here, and that's the case all around the country.
Well,
you make $70,000 a year, I'd say. Yeah, go ahead.
And we've discussed this before, that rent, monthly rent is a lot more costly than monthly mortgage. However,
yes,
you can't usually get the mortgage unless you put that lump sum down. And so it becomes a vicious cycle of people who can't afford their monthly rent without living paycheck to paycheck in order to save those funds to get that house, get that mortgage, and lower those monthly fees.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not an easy situation to. I just thought it was curious or interesting, and that's why I brought it up. Here's the Scripps Spelling Bee winner. Zalia Avant-Garde is her name. She's going to write a children's book. This is kind of cool. She has quite an outstanding resume, as you can imagine, winning the Scripps National Spelling Bee a year or so ago. That's really something. She's 16 years old, lives in Louisiana. Is going to make her debut as a children's book author with a pair of titles published by Random House. Her first title, a nonfiction book called It's Not Bragging If It's True. Huh. Well, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Good talk.
How to be awesome at life. Good for her. Picture books. There's another one called Words of Wonder from Z to A. So she says she loves her experience as an author, somebody who's good with words. I think that that's so wonderful. Kids need to be aware of vocabulary, being able to speak. This is not aimed at you, James, necessarily, but the way English is taught around the country.
Not until you said it.
It's still so sloppy. It's so careless. It's so lackadaisical. The language is the language. And learning words and understanding sentences. And here's this 6 year. What a great example. I don't know anything about her personally.
Role model.
But exactly. Yes. Thank you.
Especially exactly. When similar ages.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll look forward to, I'd like to have her on if you can find her once she must be out and about promoting the books now. I think she'd be a good interview. So maybe we can find her and have a more in-depth conversation, shall we see, about being a role model. 48 after on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No. It's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Michael Jackson playing there in the background as we welcome Chuck Curry back to the Good Day program. Chuck is our movie man. This is Movie Moments. So, Michael, we're not celebrating with him because he's long gone, but what are we celebrating here from his memory, Chucker?
Actually, interesting story broke. I read off the wire last night. Anton Fuqua, a really good director, he did Training Day and also The Equalizer, both with Denzel Washington. Currently has a movie called Emancipation with Will Smith on Apple TV, which gotten good reviews, but it appears it's been completely ignored by any of the voting academies.
Because there's too much of the same thing going on.
Yeah, they don't want to touch that. But anyway, he is now signed on to do a biopic based on the life of Michael Jackson for Lionsgate. The producer of Bohemian Rhapsody is going to spearhead it along. Here's the kicker, Doug, along with Michael Jackson's estate. Now, if you look at Bohemian Rhapsody, big hit, right? Really good, very entertaining movie, Freddie Mercury and Queen. Then you had Rocket Man with Elton John. It was a really good movie. Those were two big hits. Then you had the Whitney Houston biopic enter the marketplace late November, and it has not done a lot of business. It's done under $20 million total at the box office, despite the fact I think it's a pretty, not stupendous, but it's a solid film. I liked it. So I like the idea of doing these biopics, but here's the question. Can you really do an honest biopic of Michael Jackson?
That depends on who's doing it. I think that depends on who's doing it, how they interpret his life, and who determines what's the honest way of looking at his life. The pedophilia that he's accused of.
My point is, would you, and I'm asking you this honestly, would you feel good watching this movie if they don't cover any of that controversy?
I don't know. It depends. It's Hollywood. Depends on how entertaining the music is and the stories, you know, of the living with Lisa Marie and whoever else she was married to.
I think that this is flesh with very interesting material if they want to do it honestly, but if they don't, I think it's also very dicey.
Who determines what's honest, Chuck? Who determines what's honest? Who's that up to? Everything is written about him is a majority.
I guess the truth is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
I feel he's had issues that may not warrant this movie, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, he had an interesting life. What I'd rather see, frankly, if you're really going to dig into it, is the role of his old man in shaping him and his character the way
that
he abused him and his brothers. I would think that would be part of playing into this, frankly.
I would agree.
A lesson there.
I would agree.
Kevin Hart apparently is in a new movie called Lift on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is it a movie if it's on Netflix? That's the question.
Well, I'm not a fan of his and never have been.
Kevin Hart, he's done all right for himself.
He's been around this last year. He did a number of movies. Apparently, The Rock loves to work with him.
Yes.
Because they're doing stuff together all the time. And he's got this deal, a long-term deal with Netflix. How many other people like him have they tied up?
Hey, that's a good question. I'll tell you another one. Chris Evans, who's Captain America, does a lot of movies for Netflix. I just saw the coming attraction reel of movies coming out at Netflix, exclusively on Netflix in 2023. Chris Evans was a big part of that. Kevin Hart. Well, so listen, if they're going to pay you $20 million a movie, I understand why they do it. I just think, if you want your work to be seen by a more mass audience, I would make movies for a theatrical release. But I also was reading an interesting stat. Do you realize that Netflix, to this point, is still the only streamer that is profitable? It is Netflix. Every other one is still not in profit. All those streamers are still not really making a profitable
and they had
dollar.
To change their MO, Netflix, over the years. Remember, you used to be able to rent movies from them and they delivered them to your house. Remember that
stuff? That's when they competed with a company called Blockbuster, for people who remember that. They come in the mail, and that's sort of was the beginning stages of stopping people to going brick and mortar. Yeah. And then obviously they had a vision and understood that everything would be ultimately digital is where we are.
The story of this movie called Lift. Vincent D'Onofrio is in it. Jean Reno, a great French actor. Sam Worthington is in it. This is the story of an international crew flying from London to Zurich in a 777, and there's apparently a lot of valuable, whether it's money or gold, I don't know, $176 million worth of something they're trying to steal. I've watched that movie. Hi, Chuck, a good man. Thank you for being here. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen and Jay Kushner at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.